trade unions fighting back. Steve Gillen, General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, said, "The POA knows more than most about anti-union laws." Prison officers had their right to strike removed in 1994 under the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act. But that hasn't stopped us from fighting. Indeed, the POA struck in 2016, by holding protest meetings outside prison gates. Steve said, "We must be as critical of labor as the Tories." Blair boasted about having the most restrictive trade union laws in Western Europe. "We demand an incoming Starmer government repeal, not just some anti-union laws, but all anti-union laws." Mick Whelan, General Secretary of the Train Drivers Union ADULF, emphasized the same point. "This legislation will make us indentured workers once the right to strike is removed. All MAGAs, Thatcher's laws and the Anti-Protest Police and Crime Act must be repealed. Rail workers are still fighting for a pay rise." He said, "The government isn't listening, but a lot of politicians aren't listening. I'd like to know what our offer is, if Labour get in power, and I'm on the neck." Ian Larence, General Secretary of NAPO, the Probation Officers Union, said he was enthused by the number of young people at the rally, a point repeated by several speakers. And how the last year had been pivotal in the number of first-time strikers. He was applauded when he said that NAPO had reversed probation service privatization. Sarah Woolley, General Secretary of the Bakers Union BAFWU, also commented that getting so many workers standing together regardless of the result is a massive achievement. Sarah explained how the cost of living crisis was reflected in her union survey food workers on the breadline, revealing that there are now more food banks in the UK than Greggs shops. Madrak, General Secretary of the Fire Brigades Union, spoke to NSSN supporters outside the TUC venue. "This latest legislation is an unprecedented attack on workers' right to strike. The FBU have raised the call to build a mass movement against it, including non-cooperation, non-compliance and non-implementation. Initially this was quite controversial, but the composite motion agreed that the FBU is supporting, includes those points, has won general council support, and I expect it to be carried at Congress. It doesn't address what action should be taken if any worker or union is victimized by it, but it does take the debate forward from the alternative, which would be endless compliance, grinding down our rights. But, as I told the general council, unions may have no choice but to break the law. Or maybe find ourselves breaking the law without intent. Clearly the movement would have to mobilize to support any unions in that position,